Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study of Colossians 1:16, titled, Jesus, Our Creator. This is part two of two.
I see the churches that were once the Bible-thumping, soul-winning churches in the area, and now what are they up to? No good. Started, you know, before I was even born, but during the 70s and 80s, really in earnest, became a replacement of the King James Bible. And the preachers decided they would impress everybody by constantly correcting the Bible and telling you a better translation would be an unfortunate rendering. That would better be rendered as such, and all that baloney. And they don't know what they're talking about. None of them are qualified to act on as a judge on God's Word. But as I've said over and over, it's a clergy class. They want you to think you're lower than them. The only reason I'm up higher than you right now is for visual need and acoustics. I am not up here because I am above you spiritually. You are no lesser than me. You don't need Greg. You don't need a pastor or teacher. You are given that as a gift to be a help.
Amen.
Big difference. Big difference.
Amen.
The King James Bible produces faith.
Amen.
The new versions produce apostasy. The King James Bible produces faith. You've got 400 years of history to prove it. Where the King James Bible is believed and preached and stood by faithfully and taught faithfully, there was always souls saved.
Amen.
Churches built. Missionaries sent out. Not anymore. Most of what they call missions today, it's just a vacation. They go over there and sightsee and come back showing all the pictures of the places they visited. Romans 10:17. I can tell you stories. I mean, I'm talking not just the youth groups who go for a week or two. I understand that. I'm talking about the actual quote-unquote missionaries.
Amen.
I was in a denomination once. They actually investigated a woman. And documented how that the woman did nothing in evangelism, and she was teaching English to a handful of French people. That's all she did. Meanwhile, raking in about $100,000 in mission offering and gifts to support her work. Yeah. But in this case, I'm talking about $100,000 down the toilet so she could teach a handful of French people English. So what? They could cuss us out in English? They can already do that in French. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, we always say this to say, if you want to grow in faith, of course, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But it's also to say, if you what you are reading isn't the infallible Word of God, your faith is going to suffer. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, and if what you have isn't the Word of God, your faith will suffer. Jesus is Creator. Say that with me. Jesus is Creator, and Jesus is what?
Amazing.
That's the whole point. And you know, we believe that Jesus is Creator. A lot of you are saying, "Oh, this is all you know, preaching to the choir." You know how stupid that comment is. Yes, I'm preaching to the choir. That's what the local church is here for. The local church is to teach the choir so they can do more than just yodel. And most Christians aren't good for more than yodeling. But you can be equipped so you can go through those doors into the real world and you can have a ministry.
Amen.
You can preach the gospel. You can give an answer for the hope that is in you. You can contend for the faith. Those aren't passages for pastors. Those are passages for you. You're supposed to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You're supposed to preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. That's not for just pastors. That's for Christians.
Amen.
What a change it would make if Christians learned the word and could go around talking about Jesus in real terms and talk to people with some depth.
Amen.
I mean, most Christians can just say, "Oh, I love Jesus." Well, tell me a little bit about him. Oh, he's so lovely. Okay, and what else? I love him. Okay, and you read the, you listen to their songs. What are they about? They've ripped out the blood. They don't talk about the gospel hardly at all in the music anymore. It's just, I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. That's all I need to know. You know, there's a real live Jesus that you should get to know if you don't already know Him. And I'm not talking about being saved. I'm talking about knowing Him. His creation speaks to the heart of every human being. Do you understand that? It's the creation that God first uses. I remember I was like a 5 or 6 year old little boy. Walked outside. No one could hear me. Filth. Fire. That's cuss words. I just not don't want to offend you. Why? Because I knew no one could hear me. Then I kind of looked around. I thought, whoa, actually God heard that. If God is real. Yeah, I'm talking 5 or 6 years old. I remember this like it was yesterday. 8524 Granite Street in Wheelersburg, just outside my house. Walking along where there used to be a sidewalk. Cussing little, not God's name in vain or F word, but I mean, you know, the S word. Defaming the poo-poo. And that wasn't allowed in our house. Got to protect the poo. You know, so I'd say the S word. No one heard me. I got away with it. Oh, that felt good for about 5 seconds. Then I thought, what if there is a God? Mommy, Daddy told me not to be saying that word. And you know what? I wouldn't even be able to explain it to you, but I remember it was creation. I was out by myself, but I was surrounded by creation. And I had this inward sense of His presence. That's Psalm 19. Turn there real quick. Psalm 19. Yes, we're going a few minutes over. I know there's food. Suffer for Jesus. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Read with me. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, and so forth. Goes on about His creation. It says right there that day and night is talking to you and showing you knowledge. Their line has gone out through all the earth and their words through the end of the world. What's He talking about? Creation. Yes, we should preach the gospel. But every human being is going to answer for that witness first and foremost. Every intelligent human being who reached the age of understanding, and not age, it's actual mental state of understanding. There's no age. But every human being who reached that mental state of understanding will answer if they have rejected Jesus. Why didn't you respond to the voice of creation? The words, the speech of creation. And you hear it even in the unbelievers. When they talk about evolution, they can't help it. They constantly talk about creation. Well, wait a minute. If there's no creator, there's no creation. Creation means someone created it. And if you're a Darwinian, it's not creation. It's whoops. They should just always say, what a wonderful whoops we have. All the beauty of the whoops. Because that's all Darwinian cosmology is. Whoops. Nothing exploded and whoops. His creation leaves the unsaved sinner without excuse. Now it's your job and my job to add to that. Amen. With the hope they'll be saved. We add to their lack of excuse with the hope and prayer that they'll be saved. Amen. Look at one last place. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now if you read this carefully, you'll see that it's the gospel doesn't stand alone. The gospel is building on what we were just talking about. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Read verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. What? He showed it to them? Yes. He showed it to them. Verse 20 explains. Read it. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. See that? Jesus witnesses to every sinner with His creation. You and I, when we go out and preach the gospel, we are adding to the witness Jesus has already given for that lost person. Let's sing about it on page 37 in our hymn book. Amen. How great thou art. While the musicians are coming, I just want to say, as a believer, I'm not trying to sound melodramatic or anything. I am telling you the truth. That when I read through God's Word and I see these passages we read this morning and others, I literally feel my heart. I know it's not literally leaping, but I feel it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you think about Jesus, and He's God, He's Creator, and He came as an infant baby to die for my sins. Creator, Lord, and Savior. And that's really what this song is about. How great thou art. some people say amen.
Amen.
Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus I come, Jesus I come, into thy freedom, gladness and light, Jesus I come to thee. Out of my sickness into thy help, out of my want and into thy wealth, out of my sin and into thyself, Jesus, I come to shameful failure and loss. Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come into the glorious gain of thy cross. Jesus, I come to thee. Out of her sorrow, storms and into thy calm, out of distress to jubilant song, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of unrest and arrogant pride, Jesus, I come into thy blessed will to abide. Jesus, I come to thee. Out of myself dwell in thy love, out of despair into rapture. On wings like a dove, Jesus, I come to thee. On the last, out of the fear and dread of the tomb, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come in the joy and light of thy home, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of the depths of ruin untold, into the peace of the sheltering fold, ever thy glory I come to thee. Let's pray.
When first I came, I did not know of what the sea
for solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.